thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place.
Live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag. It's a beautiful
day. 806, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Hey, we've got a really cool thing going on, and it's our weekly auction. We're putting a kind of a big deal item on big deals every week by auction, and you can bid on it and get a really good deal on something pretty cool. And this week, it's granite countertops, or maybe quartz countertops, Alex, if you want to jazz up the place.
That sounds nice. Yeah. Doing a little upgrading, might as well get a deal on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put granite countertops in our place about 5 years ago, and so glad we did.
Yeah, we've got them in the bathroom. Love it.
The best.
It doesn't cost all that much, and it really makes a difference in your kitchen. So here's what you do. You go to am1100theflag.com, click on Big Deals, then go to the Auction tab and check out the certificate. It's worth $3,000 at Northern Stone, and it's going to be auctioned off on Thursday. Starting at 8 a.m., it'll finish at 4. You can use it for kitchen, bathroom, laundry room, maybe the face of your fireplace, office, outdoor living space, your choice of quartz or granite, and it includes installation. You can go to am1100theflag.com, click on Big Deals, and then go to auctions and see more information about that. 8:07 here on the program. Good to have you with us on this Monday morning. Right now, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, we are sitting at 64 degrees. We've got a wind out of the west at 10 miles an hour. Pleased to be joined in studio right now by Lance Johnson. And Lance is the VP of Marketing and Public Relations at Epic Company. Or excuse me, Lance is the VP of Events at Epic, excuse me. And we're glad to have Lance in here this morning. Lance, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys.
Great to see you. Boy, talk about some cool stuff going on with Epic Events. We've already had kind of the big debut event with PJ Fleck. My wife and I watched fireworks over at lights at 32nd there too. All kinds of good stuff are going on here. Now the venues and the events at in West Fargo there, it's a great story with all the craziness going on everywhere else. And overall, how have the first couple things gone over there?
You know, it's gone well. Obviously, there's been hurdles that everyone else is dealing with at this time. But for the day and age right now, things have gone as well as we can plan. So we're excited about the way they've started and looking forward to the next events coming up.
Yeah, on fireworks night on July 4th, place was packed. There's a lot of people over there, folks grabbing something to eat over a bar down and coming out, playing some bean bags. And it's just a really neat gathering space. It's just something different, something like we don't have around here.
Yeah, you know, the city of West Fargo, as the owner, has put a lot into that space. West Fargo Events manages the space, and they've done a great job keeping a good amount of different events coming through. Not every day is the same out there. It's really great to see.
Yeah, it sure is. PJ Fleck was there last week, I guess it was. How did that go?
You know, he's got a lot of excitement. He's got a lot of excited followers, so he talked about his Row the Boat philosophy, and it was a great first event for us. We had, you know, about 700 people there, and it was a beautiful night, and couldn't have gone better.
You've got FMCT. They're doing hairspray out there. That sounds super fun, too.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been to it yet. That's through West Fargo Events and the Fargo Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, the social media following on that event has been crazy.
Looks like a good time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to enjoying it as our family this week.
Tell me the difference between Epic Events and West Fargo Events. It seems like you two work closely together, but different organizations.
Yeah, definitely. West Fargo Events is a nonprofit that manages a couple spaces in West Fargo, one being the lights, the other two being the POW MI Plaza and the West Fargo Sports Arena. They're a nonprofit, and their main goals are to drive economic impact to West Fargo as well as enhancing the life of those that live in West Fargo. I work over at Epic, so Epic Events is one of our arms. It's a at-risk concert promoter, and we work on bringing events in that we sell tickets to.
Okay. Tell me what at-risk promoter means.
We can lose a lot of money at the end of the day if nobody comes to our show.
Yeah. Just like most of us in business, yeah, if things don't go good, there can be a lot that goes down the drain. Got it. So how do you work with, say, West Fargo Events or the lights at 32nd? Tell us how you kind of put your stuff together, balancing that with what they're doing.
Yeah, so, you know, I work with, you know, national agencies and others. other promoters trying to find an act that we think would do well in that space. 4,000 is the capacity of the plaza, and you know it's kind of a I don't want to say an odd amount capacity, but either you need to find those artists that are up and coming or those that might be coming down, one that mm-hmm. won't sell out the Fargo Dome, but they're bigger than a club act. So, for instance, we have Sawyer Brown coming. What a great act for West Fargo. Ticket sales have been phenomenal. We're thinking it's going to be a great night. But due to COVID, you know, we'll be about 1,800 is the capacity that we've been allowed by West Fargo Events in the city of West Fargo. And we want to keep everyone feeling safe, and it's going to be a great night out there.
Around here, we talk a lot about that capacity, and the three of us on this program believe that half capacity for big events is not nearly enough. And businesses like yours, I'm not going to ask you to comment on what's going on politically, what the governor is saying, but that when you're trying to put together an event as a company like yours, you talked about being an at-risk promoter. You got an event you could sell more than 1,800 tickets to probably, and you're limited from doing that at a time when our opinion is the numbers don't justify that with what we're seeing COVID in terms of people that are in truly in danger with it. But when you are running a business, here's my question for you. When you're running a business at 1,800 versus what, you know, 3,600 or 4,000 or whatever that you could do, how does it change what you do when you're limited to X amount of people for the size of a crowd?
Well, you know, unfortunately, a lot of this happened after the fact. So you make the deal, you book the band, and they're coming, and you have plans set in place. You look to tighten expenses. You try to lower those expenses. However, with COVID, you know, some of the things we're doing is having everyone's temperature taken, additional hand sanitizer, giving masks at the door. Those are some unaccounted expenses when you're looking at the business plan. Originally, but you know, we're rolling with the punches. It's the best we can do. We want to make all of our patrons excited and feel safe to be there. And of course, all of our patrons don't come from the same walk of life. Some people have high concerns. Others think everything should be normal. So mm-hmm. It's a balancing act. But we're confident that these events will work out there. We're looking forward to next year and hopefully being able to push that 4,000 person capacity.
It's got to hit you too on the booking fee that you pay. You're saying, hey, we'll pay you whatever, 10 grand or whatever the number is based on, okay, we've done the math. We think we can sell this many tickets. And so, yeah, we can pay you X amount of money. I've got to believe that equation changes now too.
Oh, definitely. It takes away a lot of the upside of the event and our, you know, part of our mission too is being with Epic. We have some great commercial tenants over there. And as we strive to fill those buildings, you know, we're trying to keep the excitement up in the area. So a break-even event for us might be better than break-even because we might attract that next commercial client over there. So we have a few different angles we look at events from. We also have a lot of investors, and we, you know, try to work with special programming and trying to get them involved there as well.
Mm. When you add up that financial impact, you know, what you forfeit with ticket revenues possibly, and then the extra expenses of, as you said, the masks and the temperatures and the sanitizer and all that. What is the impact? What number does that come to for you guys as you try to add up what that impact is and how you've got to make your equations balance differently?
Well, you know, like a hairball show. I mean, tickets are $25, and you take away 1,000, that's $25,000. That, you know, it's not all profit. The bigger the crowd, the more security you need, the more ticket takers, ushers, etc. But on the flip side, the more ticket revenue and ancillary revenue, such as, you know, beer and snacks, they all add up. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about tens of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
No question about that. Yeah, interesting stuff. What goes into hosting an event of like a PJ Fleck kind of event? What goes into hosting an event of that stature that people might not realize?
Well, for PJ, for instance, you know, that was a simple event for us. We worked with his assistant to find a date that worked for him. And again, before COVID, you know, he was balancing when his camp's going to start, what does he have for recruiting, things like that. For him, it was simple. I mean, lined up a flight, he flew in, got the West Fargo AD, or one of the activities directors, a big PJ Fleck fan, so he volunteered to do anything he could, so I had him pick him up at the airport.
Okay.
So he thought that was pretty special.
Yeah.
you know, they always say the event is the tip of the iceberg. So an iceberg has most of it underwater that people don't see. So a lot of it's coordinating. With the bigger events like Sawyer Brown and Jimmy Allen coming up, there's a lot more to coordinate when it comes to security and catering and hotels and, you know, working with our marketing teams on the national level and what you can and can't do. So just a lot of detail work, but we've got a good crew at Epic and you know, renting the space from West Fargo Events. Got a great crew over there, too, so it comes together pretty nicely.
Can, so let's say a community group or a business wanted to rent out one of the venues there, that kind of a thing, and have an event, a corporate event there. Is that something that can be done?
Yeah, you know, just contact West Fargo Events. I know there have been a few corporate events out there earlier this month, and it went pretty well. So it's a flexible space. I got a comment the other day that said it looks like the Google campus in the middle there. So as a it's a great space, and it can be very flexible. As you can see, there's a musical this week, concert this weekend, and I think there's a family dog show there a few weeks ago.
So nice.
A little bit every.
Yeah, very good. What else do you want people to know about some of the ticketed events, some of the cool things going on here coming up soon?
Yeah, you know, with the decreased capacity, tickets are going fast for the three upcoming shows. We have Hairball this Saturday, which a lot of people are excited. They usually come to Red River Valley Fair, but when that was canceled this year, this will be Hairball's only stop in the metro this summer, so we're excited about that. You know, I guess We'll take care of you when you get there. We have masks to provide you with, hand sanitizers to keep those that want those safety precautions there. We'll encourage distancing. But at PJ Fleck, it was very evident that everyone is pretty respectful in this community. Mm-hmm. So there are some people that are very nervous, and there's other people that are as comfortable as ever.
Yeah,
and, they're giving each other the space they need, so that's the encouraging part. But tickets are still on sale at Ticketmaster.com, and we do have the three shows, Sawyer Brown, Hairball, and Jimmy Allen, coming all the first 10 days of the month.
Yeah, good stuff coming up soon. Anything else you want people to know about what's happening at Epic Events or West Fargo as a whole as we head into August?
You know, the one thing about Epic Events I want to state, and I always try to include this, is one thing that we're really trying to do is always include local talent in our shows. So for Hairball, we have a local group called Unleashed that'll be opening for them. For Sawyer Brown, we have a local band called Green Light Night. And then we have 32 Below opening for Jimmy Allen and Matt Stell. So we're always trying to keep a local or regional act to open up these great concerts we have coming.
Very cool. Yeah. And so, hey, if you got a request, right, let you know about them and find that all out. There's all kinds of good stuff going on over the lights at Cheyenne Farmers Market going on, Food Truck Tuesdays, Outdoor Movie Night coming up. That'll be tomorrow night, Outdoor Movie Night over there. Hairball, like he was talking about, too. Yoga on the Lawn, all kinds of good stuff. That's just at Lights at Cheyenne. So the lightswf.com, you can find out that stuff there, too. And you can go to Epic Events and find out more information about all the things going on across West Fargo there, too. So, Lance, good to have you in. Thanks for the visit. Always fun to catch up on what's happening.
Yeah, have a great week, guys.
Thanks. You do the same. This has been What's Up in West Fargo with our good buddy Lance Johnson, VP of Events at Epic. Epic Companies helping to make their communities better with top-notch mixed-use properties. Find out more about Epic Companies projects and availability online at epiccompaniesnd.com. All right, 8:19 here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. We were talking about coronavirus numbers earlier. Well, there's a virus vaccine that's being put to the final test in thousands of volunteers. So could there be a vaccine on the way this fall? We'll talk about that coming up next on the Need to Know Morning Show.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
8:23 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Sunny and 82 today. Tonight's low 58, but of course that wind's going to be gusting up to 25. Sunny and 82 again tomorrow, Wednesday. A little warmer, 83. Thursday going up to 85 with sunshine. Friday, slight chance of rain there. And 86. Right now, warming up a bit. We're at 65.
It's 8:23 right now here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Coming up every week on the program, we get to visit with somebody who's running a local organization or a business or a company of some kind. We call it the CEO Spotlight, and it's brought to you by Voller Insurance. When it comes to protecting your business, nobody beats Voller. Their employee benefits specialists work closely with your employees to make sure that they understand the full value of those benefits that you are providing. It doesn't cost a penny to ask some questions. To set up a visit, go online to Voller.com. That's VAALER.com. Email has come into the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. If you want to send us an email, studio@flagfamily.com. Mark says, Steve, you were talking earlier about the unemployment and the $600 weekly kicker. We stayed open 24/7 during this BS pandemic. We've lost money every day to serve the public and keep our employees employed. But it's very hard to keep employees due to unemployment with the $600 bonus. Now we're trying to get employees back to work and wear a BS mask. Try it. It sucks. Correction sucks. Thank you from Mark.
Yep.
That's the thing. It's you wait a long time for a table at a restaurant. You might wait a longer time getting your oil changed, whatever it might be, because there just aren't that many people working. A lot of people are getting more money being home on unemployment than they are going back to work. So guess what? They're not going back to work.
And everybody's hiring. There's help wanted signs everywhere.
There are.
I was talking to Craig at the Spitfire, both locations, the lakes in here. They can't get people to come back to work. They want to. They're ready.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So the restaurant doesn't do as much business. It's one of the many dominoes that falls with the economic impact that people don't think about. And, yeah, you know, it sounds great when Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi talk about we want to take care of people. But when businesses continue to lose those opportunities to take care of people and do that work, that affects everything. That means, you know, there's less money available for raises or bonuses for the employees. There's maybe they've got to, you know, cut people and, you know, lay off some people or do more of the furloughs because of that. There are so many things that happen when you artificially impact what's happening in the economy based on
and there's going to be
this employment
less
stuff.
Tax money out there too for them to spend on their programs and their special interests because people aren't going to be working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got to consider that. Yeah, but you know, they just want to make Trump look bad, and that's all they care about. So
yep. that's
their main goal, right. And it's working.
And establish a fabulous socialist country here in America.
Yeah, right.
Did you see any of that business in Bloomington Saturday night?
No.
So they had a big back the blue rally at Civic Plaza in Bloomington, which is right on 90, right just would be east of 98th and 35W. I used to work at the 98th Street Racquet Club, so I know right where this is. They had a back the blue rally there, and it was just going to be they had prayer going, they had songs, they had a bouncy house, they had some other stuff, mm-hmm. They had a number of police officers there having a great time. Here comes the BLM crew.
Sure. Yeah. Can't be having
they,
it.
They pull up. They walk in. They in mass. They come up. I mean, marched right up to them. And what does Channel 5 say in the Twin Cities? Their headline, competing rallies collide in Bloomington. There was no Black Lives Matter rally scheduled anywhere near the Back the Blue rally that was sure. going on. BLM made it a point to go there,
yep.
agitate the crap out of it, yep. and confront these people. It got physical. There was people there, but then Channel 5 says competing rallies collide with each other.
You know, they don't realize what how bad that makes them look.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You know, like we were talking before, Hallstrom, like you were saying about the Black Lives Matter. They need to do some good in the community and things like that. They do this kind of stuff. They don't look good. Who wants to be a part of something so divisive?
Yeah,
it just makes no sense.
One of the gals said the Back the Blue event was planned for weeks. I know this because I've been helping them to advertise it. There was no BLM rally scheduled. We scheduled it at Bloomington Civic because we knew that we could have the plaza for ourselves. BLM showed up and took it to us. Yeah, there. That's what you're dealing with there. But it was competing rallies.
Well, there was a police march here last week too. It was on Thursday, and they did not want me to talk about it and promote it because they didn't want something like that happening there. They just wanted to keep it small. So it's like, all right, I won't mention it. And you know, it turned out fine. There was
Shame.
No issues.
Shame on you, KSTP Channel 5. Unbelievable.
Well, what do you suppose the story would have been had there been a Black Lives Matter rally being called, and then a Back the Blue group of protesters showed up.
Right?
To that rally.
Great question,
Would there have been competing rallies? Would that have been the lead sentence, or would it have been hateful racists descend on peaceful protests?
Right. Bingo, man! Right. That's my whole point of bringing this up. Competing rallies? There was no competing rallies. Colliding?
Mm-hmm.
These were a-holes coming in to cause trouble. And that's all it was.
That's what they do. Divisiveness.
Yep.
All right, so we're wrapping things up here on a Monday morning. It will be a an interesting conversation tonight at Fargo City Hall. The City Commission has a meeting tonight, and the Black Lives Matter members locally say they plan to attend to make their voices heard. They want Dave Todd and Tim Mahoney to be fired. The Dave Todd thing is not new. The Tim Mahoney thing is. It sort of all sprung up during the march yesterday that they feel like Tim Mahoney is not listening, is not doing enough. What should he be fired for? Not doing enough. So they're going to make that case tonight at Fargo City Commission chambers.
Are they on the agenda? Or are they just going to go there and scream? Because I think you have to be on the agenda, you know, so it might take a couple weeks to actually get on the agenda.
Okay.
And of course, all due to the
we'll find out tonight.
All due to the massive police brutality problem we have here in Fargo, Moorhead.
There's that.
That'll do it for us. Have a great day. Scott's coming up next with the What's on Your Mind show. Take care, friend.